silence isn't always golden, especially now. Japan marks an anniversary and celebrates with prayer, and one man's trash is another man's treasure, literally. Details coming up on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Christian genocide is finally on a global scale. Global Advance's David Shibley.
We used to read about those who were beheaded for the testimony of Jesus. That seemed like some kind of vague eschatology. Well, today, it's this morning's news. We are in a very critical time in history, the time to lift high the name of Jesus and to make clear and broadcast the gospel.
If 500 million people are so blatantly oppressed, why don't more Christians care? Shibley says too many choose to be unaware. The silence is demoralizing to church leaders, but next month, Global Advance teams are heading to 7 church leadership events in places with escalating persecution. Why?
We care. And we're undergirding you, and you're not forgotten by the rest of the body of Christ.
It's time to act. Details on how you can make a difference are at missionnews.org.
If believers would simply pray over the issues that they hear about on Mission Network News, that would do a tremendous amount to increase the advance of the gospel, I believe, in our day.
Next, even though persecution, beatings, and threats to believers continue, the body of Christ is growing in India. A pastor was dragged outside his house by Hindu militant nationalists who threatened to burn him alive if he didn't stop preaching about Jesus. Well, despite these kinds of attacks, he continues to share the gospel and lead people to Christ with the help of Voice of the Martyrs Australia. They're providing gospel kits, Bibles, and tools. Pray for VOM workers as they serve the Lord and face persecution. This is Mission Network News. Yesterday marked 4 years since Japan saw the worst triple disaster in its nation's peacetime history. The 9.0 magnitude earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear power plant meltdown killed nearly 16,000 people. The country remembered with a moment of silence while Asian Access spent time in prayer. Would you continue to pray for churches still helping the displaced, teams who are rebuilding, and those who have come to Christ through A2 supportive outreach? Elsewhere, the Khmer-speaking convicts of Cambodia will hear about Jesus in their own language soon. Jacob Busker, International Coordinator at Crossroad Bible Institute.
So whether they fully believe in Christ as their Savior or whether they're just hearing the words, we're hoping that this is the start of God's work in Cambodia.
CBI is starting a project that translates one of their Faith Foundation's Bible studies into Khmer, Cambodia's official language. Buddhism represents about 95% of the population, but Busker says this shouldn't be a problem.
And so our goal is to reach especially those individuals who do not speak another language outside of Khmer and to provide a heart language for them, to further disciple and further reach those individuals who want to learn more about Christ.
And looking at Amy Scott today, an adoption specialist with Bethany Christian Services, you probably couldn't guess the opposition she faced in her first hour of life.
When I was born, my birth parents left me in a garbage bag in a trash compactor in an apartment complex with the intention that I would no longer be living once the trash compactor crushed me.
Scott was rescued and taken to the hospital when she let out a scream. She was soon adopted by a loving family who introduced her to Jesus.
My life was blessed tremendously through the family that I was adopted by, through just the opportunities made available to me.
Today, Scott helps adoptive families through the process. Visit our website to partner with Bethany Christian Services. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution is an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.